We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Showtime. How y'all feel?
If you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hertel and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Welcome back to hour number two. Shane and Bruce with you here on Sports Daily on a Thursday. Very happy to be joined now on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline by Wichita State head coach Eric Wedge. Shocker series going on right now. And game three? Anyway, game tomorrow. So head out to the Eck to check out the Black and Gold World Series. Eric, how's it going? You've been on the job a couple of months now and getting an eyeful of the players that you do have. State of the Union, perhaps, right now as it stands for you.
Well, overall, I think it's been good. It's been eye-opening in some regards, but... I like the effort. I like the attitude of the kids. As you mentioned, we're playing the Shocker World Series right now. We've got game four tomorrow and then the final game Saturday. We've got a team practice today. But ultimately, it's just about changing the mindset. That's been the priority here this fall, to start on that journey towards the culture that we want to create and we want to live with here. So it's been somewhat of a culture shock for the guys, but they've been really good at buying in, and they've been really good at working hard, and their focus has been a lot better too. So I think we're on the right path. It's just going to take some time.
You talk about it, Eric, being a culture shock for some of these guys. How much of a culture shock has it been for you? You talked about it being eye-opening in some regards. What kind of regards are you talking about?
No, that's a good question. I just think that... I think the college young man is a little bit different than the professional young man. I think that mm-hmm. That's something I expected. I think that, amateur baseball, where these kids are coming from, I'm not sure if it gives them every opportunity to be the best that they can be. I think there's probably more games being played than and not enough practices at the, the pre-college levels. For us, practices are really important, and they need to be really hard, and they need to be really challenging and very competitive. And I think that's somewhat new for our guys.
Eric Wedge joining us right here on Sports Daily. All three of us, Eric, are old enough that we can talk about back in our day. It was all about you either played on a high school team, an American Legion team, and that was it. There was no travel ball. Yeah. There was no academy ball. There were no perfect game showcases, none of that. And right. With that in mind, would you say that that has set back today's players when it comes to wins and losses and learning how to actually play baseball?
Absolutely. I mean, I could say that without hesitation. So it's harder for these kids. You're talking about the travel ball and the set and the other. I mean, it's... You pay a certain amount of money and you're on the team, and you go out there and you're promised so many games and you're going to play and play and play. But I tell you what, though, it doesn't change their passion for the game. It does.
Sure.
I mean, they're passionate. They're passionate for the game. They want to win. They want to compete. They want to get better. They want to have success. So that's a joy to be around every day.
Is the biggest challenge then, Eric, them being able to take the challenge of getting better and not taking it personally?
That's a big part of it. I talk to them about this all the time, Bruce. I mean, you talk about being able to look in the mirror and be honest with yourself without losing confidence, because everybody's been telling them how good they are for their entire life. The fact of the matter is, if we want to get better, we've got to look in the mirror and be honest with ourselves. And be strong enough and tough enough, you'll hear me talk about this, to be honest with yourself and go out there and attack it. And, you know, that's what we have to do. So because we're looking to get better, but we're looking to get better in the most efficient manner we can. And in order to do that, we've got to be completely honest with each other. We've got to be strong enough to do that and then be able to go out and attack it.
Shocker Series wraps up tomorrow and Saturday out at X Stadium. Eric Wedge, our guest here on Sports Daily. Talk a little bit, Eric, about the two exhibition games that you guys got to play. And speaking of back in our day, it was we get to play a junior college from like 16 or 17 innings, and that was about it. And now you actually get to play D1 teams. You played Nebraska and Missouri State. How beneficial was that for you guys?
It was great. I mean, what it did, it just opened up windows of opportunity for us because we were able to see these guys go out there and compete against a different team, you know, that we haven't seen, a different environment. In particular, it was great here. The fans showed up. We had over 3,000 fans. It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And it's just a different mentality. It's a different atmosphere. So to see them have to go out there and compete in that setting, which most of them have not been able to do, you find out more. You find out more. I mean, you know, I thought we played a pretty competitive game here. We got beat up on the road a little bit, but, you know, two different types of games, two different settings. But what it does, it just creates windows of opportunity for you with each and every player or different areas in your club. So in that regard, they're so helpful. It was, I tell you what, I wish we could play more games because you just find out so much more.
All right. I'm going to turn the page because this is something I've been chomping at the bit to have this discussion about. And I'm not going to say it drives me crazy, but I got to know the temptation and the obvious urge for managers at the big league level, which, of course, you spent a lot of time at in your career, to alter the way that you play in the postseason compared to the 162 that you play over the regular season, in particular, the use of the bullpen. How hard is it, first of all, is it okay to send that kind of message to your team? Hey, this is how we played all season long, but we're going to change the way that we're playing now, a la the Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw, and the way that he was used in that series. How difficult is it for a manager to kind of say, no, I don't want to do that. I want to send the right message. I want to give guys confidence to know that they can be used in roles that they were used all season long. How difficult is that as a big league skipper?
Well, it's more difficult now just because the front offices are so much more involved. You know, what they're doing now, I'm not a fan, but, you know, they're scripting games before they start. I mean, these are human beings out there playing. They're not widgets. I mean, you know, they've got a mind, they've got a heart. I mean, you know, it's emotional. It's just completely different, you know. And, you know, for people to think that they can script it out because it looks good on black and white, and if this happens, we're going to do this. This happens, we're going to do that. For me, there's no coaching involved then, you know. And and I don't think it is right. So to answer your question, I think there's a common sense level that should be a part of that. I'm not saying that you don't alter the way you manage a little bit, but to completely go off the grid and do that, I think it's crazy because, like you said, you know, you're trying to, you know, build something, you're trying to do something, and you've been doing it the same way all year long. Now, circumstances will dictate, but just to do that ahead of time, just to do it because they're your quote-unquote best player or best pitcher, I think it's a bit crazy. Now, if you need to do it out of necessity, I think you do it. I think you do it. So, and you, what happens is you've got some of the better teams that are already out because they scripted it. You know, they thought they were smarter than the game. Nobody's bigger than the game, man. Nobody. This game was here a hell of a lot longer before we got here. It's going to be a hell of a lot longer after we're gone. So, you know, the game will chew you up and spit you out if you cheat it. And there's a lot of people trying to do that right now. And I think, you know, we're in the middle of something that's going to change here pretty quick.
So, interesting. Let me be clear here. Are you saying that the reason why, or a big reason why, Steven Strasburg, Max Scherzer, Clayton Kershaw, and other starters have come out of the bullpen in postseason games is because of the front office and not necessarily the manager's decision?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's probably a team effort, but it's definitely led by the front office. Oh, yeah.
And all the analytics guys and the you know, the yeah, metrics guys are they're at the forefront of this, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. You know, and I don't mind saying it because I don't have to worry about it anymore, you know. So, right. You know, I mean, that's just the fact of the matter, you know what I mean? You know, you've got guys that, you know, haven't been out there and felt that and understand what it feels like, and it's different in October than it is in September, you know. And you get out there and you compete in front of 50,000 fans. You got 5 million people watching on TV, and, you know, every social media no demand is going to know about it, you know. Starts to add up a little bit, you know, and all those things matter. So,
and how does it change? And I know a lot of people just are like, when you start talking about chemistry in a clubhouse, which I maintain is huge at any level, professional regardless. Sure. How does that start messing with your chemistry, Eric, when you get guys that have been used in certain ways that have obviously been successful, because you don't get to postseason baseball without everybody pulling the train and doing their part? How does that start messing with the psychology, even of pro players, when all of a sudden they're not being asked or not being used in the manner that they have been used all season long?
Well, it's real. I mean, you know, you start to hear the whispers, and, you know, you see some of the people that are upset, and, you know, it affects your ball club. I mean, communication is huge, obviously. You know, how you communicate, how you try to get ahead of it is a huge part of it. But still, I mean, when you know, like last year, they pulled Rich Hill at 4 2/3 innings and had one hit, no runs, and you could see how upset he was. You don't think all of his teammates see that. You don't think everybody else sees that. Boom, it keeps going, you know, and so – you know, I mean, there's still got to be some coaching, some managing involved. And you know what? Those managers and coaches, they know their players better than anybody. You know, so the psyches, the personalities, you know, the feel, the heartbeat of the clubhouse, all that has to matter. You know, when you're sitting upstairs, you don't know that.
Is there a manager out there in the big leagues today, Eric, in your opinion, that has 100% autonomy and the front office leaves them alone?
Bochy. Yeah. He's done. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about Tito Francona?
Right. No.
No?
No.
Hmm.
Well, that's a sad state of affairs, if you ask me.
Well, it is. Yeah, it's wrong. I mean, plain and simple. Okay, Eric, over the course of almost 30 years in professional baseball, just a little shy of that, but pretty damn close. What's the biggest change in pitching and pitching philosophy been? I mean, obviously, we see a lot of really hard-throwing arms now, and maybe that's just the most simple answer. But philosophically, what's changed the most in professional pitching during the time that you spent in it?
Well, yeah, he mentioned the velocity. That's definitely different. But I would just probably say usage, especially out of the bullpen. Everybody's a one-inning guy now. I mean, you know, back in the day, if, you know, guy goes out there and he's hot, and you let him roll. Let him roll for 2 innings, maybe even 3 innings, you know, because you know what you're getting. Whereas today, you know, you'll pull that guy, he has a good one inning, and then you're going to bring somebody else in, again, not knowing what you're getting, but on paper it looks good, and you're going to pitch him for an inning. And then, hell, man, you might do it again. So you're going to go, instead of just one X factor, you're going to go for three? Rarely do all three of those work out, you know. So, I think that's probably the biggest, just bullpen usage, you know, and not, you know, being able to extend these guys or condition these guys to throw 2 or 3 innings.
Shocker skipper Eric Wedge joining us. Brad Ausmus was let go after 1 year with the Angels. Gabe Kapler after 2 years with the Phillies. Why do you think ownership has such a quick trigger with managers nowadays?
Well, I mean, I think everything changed that year when they fired, who was it, Jones? It was Girardi, Francona, and I think maybe it was Farrell or somebody. I can't know what Francona was. It was one of the guys, three guys that made the playoffs. Maybe it was Dusty Baker.
Yeah.
Three people have gone to the playoffs and they fired them. You know, when whoever the hell decided to do that, that's when everything changed. Mm. So, and the manager's part of their job is they got to take the hit, man. So that's the way it is. You know, guys in the front office aren't going to fire themselves. You know, so that's just the way it works. Mm.
Are we going to see then, I mean, because it sounds to me like what I'm hearing from you is a trend away from actual management in the dugout. Is this going to be a real thing in baseball as we continue over the next few years?
Well, I think it's already happening. So,
yeah.
If anything, it's gonna, you know, it's going to work away from that a little bit at some point in time. You see what Philly's doing. You know, they basically said that, you know, we're tired of that. We're going to go in a different direction. So they interviewed Dusty Baker, Joe Girardi, and Buck Showalter.
You know, yeah,
back to the future. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, so I'm sure most of the industry is rolling their eyes at that. You know, the fact of the matter is, you got three good baseball guys and a proven winner. So.
Yeah. All right, the Black and Gold series continues tomorrow afternoon and concludes on Saturday out at X Stadium. Get out and see the Shockers. Very well played 3-1 game the other day. I went out and watched that one. Garrett Kosis went 3-for-4 with a home run. Eric, we appreciate your time. Good luck the rest of the fall.
Thanks,
we'll
Eric.
Be in touch, man, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys. Stay in touch. We'll talk to you.
Sounds good. Right. Eric Wedge.
You
there
bet.
He goes. One game tonight.
Interesting.
In, well, the only game left in Major League Baseball. Zach Greinke and Masahiro Tanaka will tangle at 7:08 local time here tonight.
Boy, how solid is his candor?
That's why
I
we got
I can see
him.
That.
And
I can see it. I mean, you know, he's – I mean, you talk about a guy that's never changed. I mean, that Eric Wedge is front and center, Exhibit A.
You know, he strikes me as a guy that – I correct me if I'm wrong, but it was not full-blown exit velocity, launch angle, one-inning reliever at a time era when he managed in the big leagues. He was kind of on the cusp of it, but it wasn't here yet.
Right.
I can't imagine the butting heads that would go on between him and whoever his general manager slash owner.
Probably would have been ugly. But if there is a feeling of an emasculation, obviously, is too strong of a term. But if you're taking the power away from the guy who is your boots on the ground, because he's absolutely right. I mean, the guy that sees them every single day, and not over the course of 162. But over the course of spring training and everything that goes with it. I mean, you're with these guys. I mean, my God. You're in lockstep with these guys for the better part of 7 months.
And to Eric's point, I guess if I were a manager, I'd be like, what'd you hire me for then? Like, if it's the way Eric says it is, and I don't have any reason to, you know, not believe him, if analytics people – the GM, I don't know how much the owners would have to do with it, but if big league managers the decisions are made over their head, I would be pretty pissed. Be like, why did you hire me to begin with? You don't really need a manager. Anybody can fill out a lineup card and anybody can answer the phone when the dugout phone rings to go get this guy or, you know, this guy's next. There's certainly a lot less managing by gut or by feel or hunch or I'm going to pinch hit this guy just because I feel like it. Now, I'm not saying totally go away from the numbers because big league managers have had numbers for years.
You can't manage a game in an electronic vacuum.
I know.
You can have all of the metrics that kind of stuff is valuable to a degree because there are trending things in the game that you can't deny.
Yes.
And it's great, but the balance that you have to create, you have to have a guy that can implement those metrics and use them to their advantage through the very real challenge of dealing with people as human beings and players. And from that standpoint, I think the challenge of managing has never been more real in Major League Baseball for the very reasons that Eric talked about. And the Dodgers are a really good example. Dave Roberts is a damn good baseball guy. He really is. He's a good baseball guy. And yes, they're loaded with talent. And, you know, they win, what did they win? 1-6 this year, whatever it was. But they get out of their own way in the postseason. Now they got to the World Series a year ago, but they're a really good example of a team that really changes the way that they approach the game in postseason. And at some point, don't you kind of wake up and say, You know, we, okay, on one hand, we're having really good success getting there, but we need to probably change the way that we're managing the postseason. If I was a Dodgers fan right now.
But it worked with Scherzer and Strasburg. So as long as there's that case study, you're not going to go completely away from it and say, no, I'm going to go to Maeda because he's my eighth inning guy if I got Kershaw on 2 days rest. I don't know. I don't think it's going to go back to the way it was anytime soon. You know, where roles are roles, and this is when you're going to go in, and there's no managing by your gut anymore. All right. High school football talk, and we come back, Cake's Chris Lilly will preview a handful of games coming up this weekend as districts are here and playoffs are just around the corner. High school football talk when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.